universe is permeated with the odor of kerosene.
Gone with Blackout of Greeley. This is JT, back from vacation with a new episode of Gearhead Blues, number 15 if you're playing along at home, and now it's shing-a-ling time.
Shing-a-ling time, baby! Ha-ha!
Shing-a-ling, ooh, shing-a-ling, ah! Shing-a-ling, ooh, shing-a-ling, ah! Shing-a-ling!
Don't stop me, let me tell the world all about this brand new thing. you're doing it good.
Shing-a-ling.
You're doing it, baby.
I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do. fine for you. You left me a standing here without you. I'm sick of all your nagging. Gonna leave on your own. Don't believe I do it. You can count on being alone.
Chocolate Watch Band with their thinly veiled rewrite of Milk Cow Blues' Don't Want Your Lovin', which comes from the soundtrack to Riot on Sunset Strip, a cool 60s movie which surprisingly was on the Flix channel yesterday afternoon. Unfortunately, I only caught the last half hour or so of it, so I didn't get to see the great film performances by the Chocolate Watch Band and the Standells, but it was great to see it in clear, crisp color instead of the fuzzy old videotape I have. Before that, we heard Question Mark and the Mysterians with their B-side, Why Me, which features Tony Orlando on backing vocals, not that you can really tell. Before that, we heard Blue City Shakedown, an early B-side by John Mayhall and the Blues Breakers from 1964. Probably one of the only John Mayhall and the Blues Breakers recordings that you can't connect to a famous guitarist. Nobody well-known is on there. No Clapton, no Peter Green, no Mick Taylor. I think the guitar player on there is Roger Dean in the early years. No relation to the guy who drew those horrible album covers for bands like Yes. And we kicked off the set with a great 1967 single on the Shout label called Shingaling Time, but the Liberty Bell is a great track I heard at Subway Soul one night and then hunted down, found on a CD, thanks to Bada Bing CDs. If you're ever having trouble finding great garage CDs, instrumental, soul, go to Bada Bing CDs online. I really don't know their actual website address. Just do a search, you know. Don't blame me. This is Gearhead Blues 15, and you can tell I'm not really into it right now. I don't know. I'm not in a talkative mood. So let's get right back into the music. This is a band called Turquoise. They were from Muswell Hill in the late 60s and had connections with the Kinks, of course, being from Muswell Hill. And also, they were connected with John Entwistle and Keith Moon, who helped produce or work with some of their early singles. But this is an unreleased track from about 1969, produced by Dave Davis. He might feature on guitar on it, but this is a version of a song that was later recorded by the Kinks for a B-side. This is called Mindless Child of Motherhood.
Traveling a long time to be just where you are. In dreams I have seen you, but you are so very far. How long was the travel long to be just the way you are? How long was the travel long to be just the way you are? I feel for you, love, I want some more.
distance to the end.
Henry McLean, and I've finished my beautiful flying machine, and I'm ringing to say that I'm leaving, and maybe you'd like to fly with me and hide with me, baby. Isn't it strange how little we change? Isn't it sad we're insane? Playing the games that we know end in tears, the games we've been playing for thousands and thousands and thousands. Out, you will have to breathe out while the people around you breathe in, breathe in.
Yeah.
Tremolos with the B-side to Der Silence's Golden single, that was Let Your Hair Hang Down. The Tremolos have quite a few really great songs. There's a lot more to them than their pop hits. I suggest if you want to pick up the Tremolos CD on Castle called What a State I'm In, the Pop Psych Sessions, I guarantee you will be pleasantly surprised. Before that, we heard one of the rare post-Syd Barrett pre-Dark Side of the Moon singles by the Pink Floyd, that was Point Me at the Sky. I actually heard it on K-Rock during their psychedelic snack back in the 10th grade. They used to do that between 2 and 3 o'clock. They'd play like 6 songs. That's where I heard a lot of great stuff for the first time, like 7 and 7 Is and Talk Talk. I wish radio would still do stuff like that. We heard by The Mirage, a cover of The Beatles' Tomorrow Never Knows that actually came out before The Beatles released their version. And we kicked off the set with Turquoise performing The Kinks' Mindless Child of Motherhood from about 1969. This is JT. You're listening to Gearhead Blues number 15, and I'm kind of floundering here. I didn't really plan this podcast out too well. I just figured I better do one since I haven't done one in 2 weeks because I was away visiting the always lovely Heidi Lee and having a good time and looking around for work and whatnot. So we're just going to play some tracks at random here. Right now we're going to play a song. I'm going to play a song, not we. What are you doing? You're just listening. It's kind of a corny song, but I like it. This is by Sandy Nelson. It's called Drums Along the Strip.
What's happening? Want to sip on my diet right? I have to have a fizzy one. Doesn't fizz enough. I lived in a small town up north called Mountain View, and I was the only person who I look like now 5 years ago, and they weren't ready for it in the town, so I came to Hollywood and met other long-haired boys and girls, and I happened on that level. Sonny and Cher invited me to a lot of recording sessions. I started out with them. They gave me money. I ate food and drank a lot of diet rights. And moved around and finally settled down and and hyped myself to where I am today.
We have a friend named Rodney Bingenheimer. He has a Dutch boy haircut and he's 5'3". He lives down the street from Hullabaloo and he doubles for Davy Jones. And he got beaten up by Brian Jones. Rodney Bingenheimer.
Oh, well, one time someone in a very famous group, I want to take his picture, and he said blank off. And I said, you can't talk to me like that. I'm Rodney. So blank you. And he goes, what? Boom, he hit me. And everyone says, you hit Rodney. You can't hit Rodney. Apologize to him. So he apologized to me and took me to his recording session the next night.
He's so amazing you should see his walls. It just screams,
get in there with the pop stars.
I got laid every day for 1 week, solid, because George Harrison and I were pictured together in the May issue of Tiger Beat magazine. I had teenage girls at my doorstep. I had teenage girls in front. I had teenage girls everywhere. And all I did was went next, next, next. Just like that.
Let me in. Let me in. I'm with one of the Vanilla Fudge.
I know Sonny and Cher. I meditated with George Harrison. The Hollies are my best friends. And I ate lunch with Grace Slick yesterday. Beep. You could ball Ringo Starr if you ball me first. I'm a much better lay because he's had so much. I haven't had as much as he did, so I'm better.
Ringo Starr? He's one of the Beatles.
I'm getting sweaty armpits.
Isn't it fun?
Yeah.
Rodney, we see you at Wallach's and down at the ranch market, waiting for pop stars to casually stroll by. Oh, Rodney, if you introduce me to Mick Jagger, I'll let you meet my little sister. She's only 12 years old.
Rod.
Thank you.
West Coast pop art experimental band with their version of The Kinks' You Really Got Me. Before that, we heard The Flamin' Groovies again from their Super Sneaker CD called The Slide. The song is called The Slide. We heard a spoken word bit by the GTOs from their Permanent Damage album featuring Rodney Bingenheimer. And we kicked off the set with a poppy little tune from Sandy Nelson called Drums Along the Strip. That'll about do it for Gearhead Blues number 15. And I think we'll finish off this podcast with another track from the Chocolate Watch Band, again from the Riot on Sunset Strip soundtrack. This is pretty much a Yardbirds rip, but it's a great song. And don't ask me where the guitar solo goes, but this is called Sitting There Standing.